91.7 FM, WNJR, Washington, Pittsburgh, and online at WNJR.org. From one of the most influential hard rock and heavy metal bands of all time, we have Donnie Van Staveren of Riot 5. Donnie, welcome to the show.
Hey, man, thanks for having me, Greg. It's an honor to be up at this part. We haven't been there physically in a while, but I promise that's going to change. So we will be up there, I promise.
Well, Donnie, we're going to go right at it with a brand new album. You have Armor of Light coming out on April 27th on Nuclear Blast America, and the lead single is Victory. Tell us a little bit about the recording process of this album and what we should expect from the brand new release.
Well, you know, it's been a few years since the last record we did, Unleash the Fire. So, you know, obviously we changed labels and management during this time, so we were fortunate enough to sign with one of the label heavyweights, Nuclear Blast, which believed in the legacy and moving forward, so that's always nice. And, you know, to top it off, you know, they're fans as well with some of the records, so that's a plus. So we're very excited to get Riot back up there in the metal mainstream, you know. And Armor of Light is going to be a really good, you know, Riot record for the listener. We're channeling, you know, throughout the decades of music, you know, you hear stuff from, you know, Thundersteel Style, Fire Down Under, you know, the Ann Ishmore, Nightbreaker. So it's going to be a well-rounded record. And, you know, myself and Mike Flint have been in the band, you know, for decades. And so when we got on Nuclear Blast, we knew we had to stick with a certain style, maybe the Thundersteel Forward. Make it a very aggressive record, music-wise and production-wise. So it's got that flavor to it, but it's still, we don't lose conscious of the good Riot melodies and song structures. So we're very proud of it, and hopefully, you know, Riot 5 can live for another 5 years, if not longer.
We're hoping for a lot more than that, Donnie. The great thing about, you know, the first the single Victory here is it follows along in the Unleash the Fire mold, which was a magnificent album recorded under some very hard times with the, you know, the passing of Mark Reale, and just good to see that, you know, you guys are flying the flag of such a legendary band and being so respectful of the music that Mark and various other people over the decades have created.
Well, you know, it's a quite rich legacy, you know, almost four decades, and, you know, being a fan of the early records and then becoming a part of the band, you know, I was honored. You know, I'd actually met Mark in 1980 and was a friend of his and Red's before I actually got the band in 84, and of course I got to play on, you know, Thundersteel when we switched gears to a more heavy rock sound. So, you know, you know, Mark used to say the longevity of the band is, you know, creating great music, and, you know, they've been able to do that, you know, in different lineup changes and different stylings, you know. Guy different from Red different from Tony Moore. Tony was different than Mike DeMeo, and then here we are, you know, doing the fifth chapter, which we felt like was kind of our era moving forward. And, you know, Mark was a great guy. You know, he created one of the most legendary metal bands in the U.S. It was basically the answer to the new wave of British heavy metal, and, you know, and we wanted to fly the flag, so, you know, after the last record we did with him, Immortal Soul, he had limited participation on that record because his health, you know, was failing him, so, you know, after his unfortunate passing, you know, Unleash the Fire was basically a tribute to Mark. You know, the record features styles from, you know, all eras, and then, of course, myself and Mike did a ballad for Mark in tribute to him and had his picture on there. So that was kind of, you know, our send off to Mark, you know, and saying, you know, we're going to fly the flag because that's what he wanted. You know, he wanted us to continue. So, you know, after, you know, we finally, you know, came back from, you know, being bummed out of losing our mentor and friend, you know, we contacted some of the older members, and we're great friends with Tony Reale, his father, and we continued, you know, to fly the flag, you know, so, still hear the great Riot songs of the yesteryears and moving forward to the new stuff. So, you know, Nuclear Blast is one of the pieces of the puzzle that's going to put the band back out there in the music. So we're excited to get out there and let people hear the new the new album and play it live for them.
Now, right now, we are running the single Victory on 91.7 FM WNJR, but the song that I'm curious, because I've not yet had the privilege of hearing the whole album yet, is the song San Antonio. And now, I know you're from down in Texas there, and I know there has to be a connection to Joe Anthony and all that good music of that going back into the late 70s, early to mid 80s. Can you tell us a little bit about that song?
Yeah, actually, speaking of Immortal Soul, the last song I did on that was a outtake from Immortal Soul. We decided to use it because the riffs that were on it that Mark wrote, and we figured it would fit right in with the style we're going for and have, you know, Mark's style on there. So we took it and we re-recorded it because the original version did have Tony and Bobby on it. So once we recorded the music, we decided to come up with, you know, different lyrics, and we all sat down, and even Frank, our drummer, Frank Gilchrist in Jersey, you know, he said, San Antonio, it fits, and, you know, it would mean a lot, because it's a place where I met Mark, and Mark used to come down, it was his second home, kind of like mine is now, with I go back and forth to New York, and San Antonio, Texas, and Mark did the same thing. He was into, you know, he liked to be outdoors. He jogged and he hiked and stuff like that. And, you know, he got away from the New York cold weather and he would come down here. So he had history living down here. And, of course, the great Joe Anthony on Kiss Radio was one of those DJs that wouldn't play by the rules. You know, he would play songs, obscure songs from bands rather than, you know, what they told him to play. He would play Riot and Budgie and Lakes Diamond and Moxie and some obscure bands. And, you know, that's where I first heard Riot when I was a wee young lad, you know. So, you know, I have that tie with Mark. And, of course, the whole city, just a big Riot town. Riot was a mainstay on radio. And so every time we come here, it's a good crowd and it's a good market for us. So we decided, you know, hey, that sounds like a good tribute, you know, for the town he loved. You know, and a lot of history here for me and him and Riot and the fans. So it came out really cool, man. We're proud of that one, too.
Hey, Donnie, I see that this summer you guys are going to be busy overseas on the festival circuit. I see you're going to be playing in Spain and going to be playing in Germany. Can you tell us a few more places you're going to be playing this summer?
Well, we have some stuff lined up. You know, as we just got back from Japan, we filmed a DVD. It was the Thunderstill shows, and we played the album from beginning to end, and we filmed. It'll be out in October. So after that got out of the way, the agents are focusing in on the Armor of Light tour, which will be coming up, like you said. We're doing, they got us doing three consecutive festivals on weekends, so rather than come back and forth between the states, we're going to stay over there. So we're headlining in June Headbangers Open Air. We're going to headline that one. I think it's got Loudness and the Girls School on it. And then the week off leading to Wacken Festival, the big one in Germany, we're going to do, you know, UK, London, and some Scotland dates, and continue on to Spain, Italy, Greece, and then we'll do One Day of Still Rock, you know, leading up to that one. So we'll be over there in between the festivals for about 5 weeks. And then after that, we're going to come back and, you know, go back to the U.S., and this time we'll do a little more extensive tour because, you know, when we're on more of an underground metal label, we didn't have a lot of support to get out there and play and cover a lot of places, so we had to do certain markets. But now that we have, you know, fuel from Nuclear Blast and great agency working with us right now, we're going to come back and we're going to do a full-scale tour in the United States with some label mates, which will be really cool. And then towards the end of the year, another European tour with co-headline with Primal Fear.
Oh, wow.
A metal band.
Oh,
yeah, that'll be a cool one. That's about 5 weeks. And then top it off the new year. In January, there's talks of us doing a European and U.S. tour with the Great Hammerfall. So just stay tuned and they'll announce it then when it comes together.
That's some big guns there going out with Primal Fear and possibly Hammerfall. That'd be awesome. Yeah. Definitely awesome to see. Got to see label mates of yours last night here in Pittsburgh. Nightwish played to a packed house, and it was, you know, it's good to see that, you know, the Nuclear Blast bands are starting to do so well in the Pittsburgh area. It's kind of been a tough scene here for decades, or we didn't we're kind of like a secondary market, unfortunately. So we're hoping to get more bands, you know, like Riot 5, like Nightwish coming through this town.
Yeah, we want to get out there. You know, metal is a little bit different than back in the day, like we were talking, you know. So, you know, with a lot of the mainstream media pushing, you know, little kiddie pop and rap and stuff like that, you know, metal has always been underground and continues to do so. And, you know, it's a good thing that, you know, some of the web scenes and web stations and, you know, and then radio stations like yourself, you know, continue to fly the metal flag, and that's kind of what gives us, you know, the power to move forward. And labels like Nuclear Blast, you know, put it together and get us to certain markets. So, you know, as tough as it is, we'll be out there. You know, we're looking forward to getting back out there.
91.7 FM, WNJR, Washington, Pittsburgh, and online at WNJR.org. On the line with Donnie Van Staveren from Riot 5. Donnie, a little more about the brand new album, Armor of Light, which is coming out on April 27th. Where was it recorded, and how much writing was split between you and Mike and Todd and the rest of the band?
Well, we recorded it, I think about 25 songs were written. We're really overkilled on it because, I mean, we had a hiatus after Unleashed for a few years, you know, getting new management and a new record label, so we had time to write quite a few songs. Myself, like normal, I write 80% of the music like I did in the past on the Thunder Stills and Privilege and stuff, and even on Unleashed the Fire. I think I got 8 songs and Mike's got 4. But what's really cool about it is Mike channels his ear of the band, and so he's got that flavor on it, and then I channel my ears of the band, some of the classic sound, and, you know, you can hear that on it. So, it was split between, you know, the writing of us, but, you know, everybody gives their own 2 cents. Like, Frank will bring his drums to it, and, you know, Nick and Mike will do the really nice dual lead guitars on the tracks, and then, of course, Todd and Michael Hall kind of, you know, came together on this one. You know, he kind of found his niche in the band. He wrote 80% of the lyrics on there. I wrote three lyrics, and he wrote the rest. And when he first joined, you know, we gave him a lot of push and how Riot style was on Unleash the Fire, and he kind of came to his own on this one. So me, Mike, and Todd wrote most of the record, and we decided to pick out of the 26 songs the best representation of the band moving forward. And that's the one we picked, the best 11 or 12. And then we have, of course, a couple leftovers for bonus tracks. And we did a 2018 version of the Great Thunder Steel with a new lineup. And guys really came together on this writing. They knew it was an important record. This was basically after a tribute record to Mark, as an Unleashed was. This is us standing on our own 2 feet. So we're trying to fly the banner in the Great Riot tradition.
Yeah, you guys were able to find a great ace in the hole there in Todd Michael Hall, coming from Jack Starr's Burning Star and also playing with Reverence. Tell me how Nick has fit in with the band and going forward, hate to say this, much younger than some of you other guys in the band, or much younger than us.
He's just a couple years younger than, you know. Actually, you know, when you move forward, you know, we try to keep it, you know, it's in the family as we can. And, of course, when we did move forward and we kept Frankie Gilchrist, you know, he was a part of Riot, you know, on Army of One back with Mark back in the day. So mm-hmm. He was a shoo-in for the replacement for Bobby when Bobby had his commitments with Fates Warning and Sebastian Bach and all the stuff he's been doing. He never really quit, was never really fired. It was just, you know, he couldn't record a Riot record. So we got Frank. Well, then you're trying to move forward with the guitar department, you know, obviously, and we say this, you could never replace Mark Reale, period. You know, he was one of a kind, it's his band. So you want to get someone that's kind of like, will fit in the fold and kind of a family member. An interesting story about Nick, he is a young guy. He started taking lessons from Mike Flintz because Mike Flintz owns Guitar Studio in New York. And so he was one of Mike's students at like 9 years old. And then he got to know the family, and he grew up and into a man now. And, you know, 10 years later, he's now a teacher at the school. And so Mike suggested him, said, hey, I taught him everything he knows. He's young, but he hasn't lost focus of what the Riot sound is. He's not an immature player. He doesn't have a real processed sound. He's young, but he's got a good mindset. He's a Marshall Stack, Les Paul player, clean sound. He's identical to Mike's playing, so when you see him on stage, that's why the dual leads are so spot on, because they're almost like one, you know. And so he turned out to be a great guy. You know, it's cool to have young blood in the band, but doesn't lose focus of what we're doing and such, you know, the band of such history. And he knew Mark, and, you know, and he gives thanks that he's in such an incredible band like this. And he gets out there and rocks out, you know, whereas us old fogies kind of rock around and, you know, go up and down with our heads, you know, on the stage. So it kind of makes us look good. And so, you know, he kind of stood in like that. And like you said, Todd Michael Hall, he was a godsend. You know, I found him through a mutual friend, and when we decided to continue on, I said, well, if we're going to portray this era of the band, the fifth chapter, we need that dynamic vocalist that Riot has always had, no matter what style, you know. And so when we heard Todd with Burning Star, Jack Star's Burning Star, they sent a video, I was like, this guy is incredible vocally, he looks great, he could be the front man that we need for this. And you know, and then when he joined, and then we had this complete unit, you know, we heard, you know, what they could do creatively with new stuff. And then when I see videos up on stage and, you know, how it sounds, just incredible. We're fortunate to have such a fresh lineup. Todd rocks out. He's a little younger than us, too, and good-looking fella, you know. We have a lot more women in the audience now, so everything's heading, you know, in a good direction. Yeah. You know, so me and Mike are fortunate to have some young blood.
Yeah, it, you certainly want to get away from it strictly being, as we like to call it at WNJR, the Sausage Fest shows, which we've had, unfortunately, quite a few of those in the last few weeks.
We're used to that, you know. We're used to the Sausage Fest, and we love it, you know. The guys fucking bring it on, you know. But, you know, when you have Hercules and vocals now, you know, some of the ladies are up there kind of scoping them out, so it's all good, brother.
Okay. Hey, Donnie, I want to find out your if you have anything else to say here about the brand new album. We're going to be letting you go here in a few minutes on 91.7 FM WNJR. Once again, that's Armor of Light coming out on April 27th on Nuclear Blast America. Double CD set, I might add. It's looking pretty good with that, all those live tracks on that bonus disc.
Yeah, it's we're very proud, you know, to have it out. We have the backing of the best heavy metal label there is. In all of the forms of the record, you know, we have the digipacks and the vinyl coming out. And, you know, you have bonus tracks that aren't on the regular one. And then we do have that live disc from Keep It True Festival when we headline, doing the whole Eras of Riot. So that'd be really, really cool in there. And it's a good reputation of the band, you know, representation of the band. And, you know, we thank you at the WNJR for, you know, preaching metal, man. And it's people like you that keeping this, you know, metal spirit alive. And, boy, we need you, because Riot's always had that kind of vibe, man, an underground band, you know. And so hopefully we'll be able to get out there and get back up in the metal mainstream where Riot belongs, man. And we really appreciate the listeners and the people of the U.S., man.
91.7 FM WNJR. We want to say thank you to Donnie Van Staveren for taking the time to speak with us today. Donnie, we will be talking to you and hopefully seeing you real soon.
You'll see us real soon, I promise, brother, and shine on, everybody.